You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Within the past decade, it has become increasingly difficult to secure fire insurance if your home is in a wildfire-prone area. And if you lock it down, finding an affordable insurance premium has been harder to come by. California put in place a last resort for homeowners. It's called the FAIR Plan, and it provides fire insurance policies when property owners can't find them elsewhere. And it has been growing in popularity in recent years, to the point where there are now complaints about poor service, rising costs, and threats of getting kicked off. Levi Sumagaisai is an economy reporter at Cal Matters. That's a nonprofit newsroom which partners with public media stations across the state. Levi has been getting a better understanding from homeowners, insurance brokers, the state insurance department, as well as the FAIR Plan itself, and joins us with more about what's behind these growing pains. Good afternoon, Levi.
Hi, Vicky. Nice to be here.
So the FAIR Plan isn't necessarily common knowledge. Homeowners, property owners often don't learn about it until they're in a desperate situation. How did the FAIR Plan come about?
Sure. So in the 1960s, it was insurers were refusing to insure some homeowners who were in certain areas or renters in certain areas. And so the FAIR Plan actually did come about because, there were some folks who were uninsurable in certain areas. And so the FAIR Plan is a state mandated plan that pools a bunch of insurers, and they have to then insure folks who cannot get fire insurance elsewhere.
Okay, so this goes back like six decades. I mean, is it just fire insurance or other types of insurance as well?
Well, what's happening now is there are people who don't necessarily need fire insurance who are having to go into the FAIR Plan because the California insurance market has all these issues. A bunch of major insurers have pulled out of California or have stopped writing new plans in California. And so the FAIR Plan does cover fire insurance and others, other insurance policies if homeowners need them.
So when it comes to like how it actually works, if you're a homeowner and you can't find fire insurance, or maybe it's just like really, really expensive, you go to the FAIR Plan and then you're guaranteed a plan?
Yes, they have to offer you a plan, yes. However, the guarantee that word guarantee is sort of tricky because the plans are so expensive. They can get so expensive that a lot of folks that I've interviewed or read about or heard from have said they can't afford them. And in fact, some people are going without fire insurance because the costs have become so prohibitive.
What I learned from your reporting is that the FAIR Plan, it's not a state agency, it's not a state department, it's an association created through a statute. I mean, so is that basically a law? And if so, where is the oversight for this association, which is a pool of insurers?
Right. That's a really good question. So, yes, the FAIR Plan is its own association made up of a pool of insurers. It is state mandated. The California Department of Insurance does have some oversight over the FAIR Plan. In fact, as California residents have complained about the FAIR Plan, possibly not renewing their policies, et cetera, they've complained to the Department of Insurance. And so the Department of Insurance and the FAIR Plan came to some sort of settlement late last year, where there are stipulations. The FAIR Plan has agreed to allow homeowners to address issues with their homes before their policies are canceled. They're supposed to allow institute a surcharge for homeowners who are still trying to fix their issues. And then once they fix the issues that were deemed risky with their homes, then that surcharge is supposed to be lifted. So Yeah, so the Department of Insurance does have some oversight over the FAIR Plan. They also still approve; they must approve the rate increases that the FAIR Plan asks for. And so there is some sort of oversight there. It is not complete. The FAIR Plan is its own entity. It is a private entity.
I mean, and the reason why you're reporting on this is because, you know, people that are turning to the FAIR Plan, it has been growing in popularity in recent years. I mean, I remember several years ago, like 5 to 7 years ago, I reported on homeowners in the foothills at risk of not having fire insurance. I've also been to wildfire hearings following the 2017 wildfires in Napa and Sonoma, more broadly wine country, where homeowners testified to learning they were underinsured in the aftermath. And then I'm learning from you, the FAIR Plan goes back, you know, more almost six decades. So this goes back a long time. But in the last 5 or 7 years, I mean, how much has the FAIR Plan grown? How many people are using it?
Sure. Yeah. So I talked with the FAIR Plan folks in early January, and they told me that in 2018, the FAIR Plan had about 126,000 active policies, and today it is more than 350,000.
Okay, so that's like nearly a threefold increase. I mean, is the FAIR Plan equipped to handle that type of increase in roughly 5 years?
Well, so that's, I mean, that's exactly why I decided to write about this, right? I had heard from so many folks who were complaining about the FAIR Plan. And so when I wrote my story, what I found is that the FAIR Plan is going through some major growing pains. They are... You know, they're trying. They say they're trying. But according to the complaints that readers and others have contacted me with, they are not handling the growth very well. There are customer service issues. The FAIR Plan on purpose does not provide an email address for people to contact them. You know, customers... home insurance customers are encouraged to contact their brokers instead. And so then I've also talked with insurance brokers who are growing increasingly frustrated with the FAIR Plan. When brokers try to handle the problems that their clients are having, when they try to handle that on their behalf, the brokers say they're dealing with hours-long delays on the phone. Like, they're on the phone for hours and hours waiting to talk with someone, and then they talk with someone, and sometimes the problem still isn't taken care of. So, you know, the FAIR Plan says it's incoming phone calls nearly doubled over the last half of last year to more than 50,000 phone calls a month. The FAIR Plan has hired more staff, including temporary staff, to try to handle the onslaught, basically, of, you know, because they are seeing so much demand. So that's one issue. You asked whether, you know, what that's going to look like in 5 years if this continues. The insurance industry is saying that, you know, the bigger the FAIR Plan grows, the harder it is going to be. They're worried about being solvent if there is a major disaster, like a big fire, if they have to pay, you know, a lot of claims. They are saying that the FAIR Plan has some solvency issues.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, ultimately, this trickles down to property owners and also, you know, the insurance brokers, who are the middle people in this.
Right.
You shared some experiences with insurance brokers. When you talk to property owners who are just going through it right now, what did you learn about their experiences?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they are worried. They're worried about their futures. Some of them are going without fire insurance if they no longer have mortgages. You know, they're just sort of taking the risk of not having fire insurance because they can't afford it. A lot of the people I spoke with are retired or nearly retired and are on fixed incomes. There is actually one person that I didn't include in my story. He wanted to remain anonymous because he's just going through a hard time. He's in the Auburn area. He told me that last year his Fair Plan premium went from $4,600 to more than $9,000. And he just said he can't afford that. He and his wife are now looking to move out of state. He's extremely angry. He says his wife is really depressed. They would be leaving behind all four. I believe they have at least four kids in the Bay Area and elsewhere in California, and their grandkids. So, you know, he talked about really, I believe he told me he just felt like this was ruining his retirement. And that he just felt hopeless. He and his wife felt hopeless about it. And, you know, that's just one story. After I published this story, CalMatters received many, many other stories sort of like it. And it's sad. And, you know, I think it might change who's going to be able to afford to live in some of these areas. Could really change the population, the makeup, and, you know, whether some of these folks can even sell their properties too, because once they sell their properties, that buyer is going to need to find fire insurance.
Right, right. I mean, I'm just going back to that homeowner in Auburn where it increased from $4,600 to more than $9,000. That's insane. Why is that allowed to happen? If there is some oversight from the Department of Insurance, shouldn't there be a cap on increases?
Right. I mean, you would think, but again, so the Department of Insurance is approving these rate increases. And, you know, what I can tell you is that the insurance industry has said that the risks in California are too great, that cost to replace homes and, you know, to cost to pay claims have gone up. I mean, again, when you see these increases, they have gone through the Department of Insurance.
And you joined us last month. I mean, it's not just about fire insurance. When you joined us last month, it was about auto insurance and it becoming more difficult in California. Even going back, I mean, this summer, you know, two big insurers, State Farm and Allstate, said they were backing out of California for new property policies, you know, due to disasters and other construction costs. So what is the Department of Insurance's role in all of this? I mean, how are they handling these complaints?
Right. So, you know, one of the things when I contacted, I contact the Department of Insurance a lot, especially lately, right? But one of the things that they told me when I contacted them about the Fair Plan issues is that, you know, they did point to that settlement that they reached with the Fair Plan late last year, saying, you know, they are trying to help deal with this. They tell me to let consumers know that if they continue to have issues, if they, you know, see non-renewals or cancellations that they think are unfair, that they should contact the Department of Insurance. And, you know, the Department of Insurance is dealing with increased insurance costs and complaints and issues on all fronts. I think, you know, it's not just, like you said, it's not just auto, it's fire insurance. It's also home insurance, right? Like others in recent days have written about how just plain home insurance has also been affected by the California insurance market. So, I mean, the California Department of Insurance, you know, no matter what you think about them, they're definitely dealing with a lot of different issues.
It kind of seems also like the state's hands are tied, because is there a requirement that insurance is offered in the state? I mean, can insurers just back out like what we heard last summer? And I know this is happening in other states too. I think Florida is another example. So you need to work with them.
Right. So, I mean, when it comes to auto, it is in Prop 103. It is in California law that if you do offer auto insurance in California, if you are doing business here, that you must then offer auto insurance quotes to those who ask for it, if they're considered a good California driver. But no such requirement exists for fire insurance or home insurance.
That's a big difference.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, that is a huge difference. And that's why home and fire insurance costs have gotten a lot more attention. But yes, that is a huge difference. It is not part of California law. You know, it remains to be seen if state legislators will take this up. You know, I've definitely heard, believe me, I've definitely heard from readers who have said, why isn't it that way? You know, why isn't it required?
Yeah, and that probably involves more reporting on your end. Levy, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks a lot, Vicky. Appreciate it.
Levy Sumagaisai is an economy reporter at CalMatters discussing California's FAIR Plan, which is a last resort for fire insurance for property owners, and the growing pains that it has been going through. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.